takes care of all the regular order of business. Now we'll move on to old business, and we have two cases. First case is 10,142. And it's special use exception to place this windmill. I believe these were sent back to the...
Well, you were asking whether...
Clarification on that.
What side it was on.
Right.
And it's just exactly the way it looks on the survey. It's, you know, since the pole's not up, it's we're not built yet.
Right.
You can tell where the side is.
Okay.
And I wouldn't think it would be able to, I think you were worried, they were worried about whether it would fall over or something like that onto the next property.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
I can't see where that would happen, but...
I went down and looked at it again. I didn't. I could probably copy. Right, like you've seen the picture, right where it's going to be.
Of course, Ron, I imagine it's in your area. I guess you've gone out and looked at that, right? Have you? Going out to look in that area of the... I just don't know what I can say saying that it would not, I think that was the issue, wasn't it, that it would?
Yeah, have it fall off the, you know, next foot. I don't know how it possibly could. I went down there, and then you went down there. Did you get in there looking?
Yeah, I mean, I do.
I do.
Exactly like your survey. That's exactly where it is.
I really don't. I have no problem. I don't see how it could.
I mean, surveys tells you exactly where the placement of your homes are and everything, and then you had pictures that showed your homes.
Yep.
And that's what they were talking about, and I think it was confusing of what they wanted to, what they called the side and the back and
the rear. No.
And the only, you can only go by where he has his little application.
Well, it isn't attached to the house, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure, man.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
This is and besides that, I had a call from the president today,
mm-hmm.
council, and he wants to sit down with me tomorrow and discuss these.
But we'll have to leave that out of the discussion on the individual cases.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm supposed to look into this anyway, and I got to look into it a little further.
Oh, okay. Well, Ron, how do you feel on this?
I can't vote.
Oh, you can't vote. Okay. You have no problem
with it? I have no problem with it.
I don't. Mr. President? Mr. Mills? Okay. That may be the case, and there'll be no discussion. Further discussion, Chair will entertain a motion on case number 10,142.
Mr. Chairman, let me remind you, it was also for both cases. The board previously combined these two for consideration purposes. They're both as to lot 41.
Oh, that's right. Thank
one
you
was,
for that.
One was this, the
that's
height,
right, 30 and 41.
And the other was the special use.
Thank you for that. Do you have any problem with the height then? Okay. You have no problem with that either. Okay. If there be no further discussion, everybody's in agreement, and I will entertain a motion for both those cases, Mr. Burrow. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve case number 10,142 and 10,200. I don't believe a use exception would adversely affect neighboring and adjacent properties.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,142 and 10,200. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case approved. Gentlemen, that takes care of all of our business for this evening. Oh, I only have one other thing, I guess, and I've got a thank you card here. Back in the early part of July, Councilman Rogers' wife, who I know got hurt, and we sent a flower, sent a fruit basket, and I received a, the officer received a thank you card. And I'd like to read it to him. It says, "Thank you very much for the lovely fruit basket. It was both beautiful and delicious. Lynn and I appreciate your thoughtfulness. I am improving a little each day, and everyone is being very supportive. Thank you, Linda Rogers." So, I mean, we give that to the board.
That's a good thing.
So we send it out, and bet she received it. Okay, if there is no other business, nothing else before the board, meeting
entered.
Call for the meeting to be adjourned. Motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?